Shogger, how was the train ride?
Ah, train ride was fun. It was really cool, actually. And it was fast, too. It got up to like 225, 230 kilometers an hour through the Russian countryside. So it was kind of a neat experience. A very smooth ride that surprised me. We could barely even tell that you were moving. So it was cool. Good times.
We need a fast train in Alberta, don't we?
Oh, well, I said to Parker, I said, man, how do we not have one of these between Edmonton and Calgary? Oh. Like, it's so efficient. And you just, you know, you get there. It's not like the airport where you need to be there an hour and 45 minutes before your flight. You can literally show up 30 minutes before your train and not even have to worry at all. I mean, outside the $1 billion it would cost. It's just such a great form of transportation. And, you know, if you had Wi-Fi on there, nice comfortable seats, like, yeah, no, it was really cool. It was a much better way to travel than slogging your way through traffic to get to an airport to then sit and have to be so early and then sit there and wait and then your flight. And, yeah, so it was all good, man. We got to Moscow and traveled whatever you said it was, 700 kilometers or so, and got here in 4 hours.
Now, I know you guys haven't been able to watch NHL games over there. You're pretty focused on it. But what's the scuttlebutt? Yep. The San Jose Sharks are now halfway to making their first ever Stanley Cup appearance and back-to-back shutouts over St. Louis. They're completely dominating. Yep. And I think, like, Brent Burns, do you think there's any chance he's not one of the two right shots that are announced to the World Cup team next Friday?
No, I don't think so. I think he probably ends up having to be, especially with what he's doing now. You know, and Mike Babcock was over here, and, you know, we had a few conversations with him. It was funny. We were grilling him, trying to get him to give us a little bit of insight on the list, and obviously with no luck. But, you know, the one thing that Mike has said a number of times is that he likes winners. He likes guys that have won. He likes winners. And so, you know, here's Brent Burns pushing through with the San Jose Sharks, having some success. You know, Brent Burns won a gold medal last year. He can play forward in a pinch if he has to. I can't imagine if there's a scenario where he's not on that team.
Well, I guess the bigger question then is Letang or Petrangelo, because one of them's not, like, PK Subban's probably not making the team now, Ryan. I just don't see how he can when you've got the other three guys all in the playoffs.
Yeah, don't discount the Bomeister Petrangelo combo though, right? Like, that worked for them at the Olympics. Hey. And that's a ready-made pairing, guys that are comfortable with one another. Bomeister is like, you know, he doesn't necessarily bring much in the way of offense, but Bomeister is very, very consistent and was one of their better defensemen at the Olympics. So I know he's not on the top of a lot of people's lists. I know that, you know, he might not be in the forefront, but you can't discount what it means to have a certain level of comfort there. And in Bomeister and Petrangelo, that's exactly what you get.
Yeah, well, I'm curious if Bomeister beats out guys like Brody or Giordano or some of the other lefties that are out there. But you're right.
Let me ask you this though: Do you need Letang if you have Drew Doughty and Duncan Keith?
Yeah, no.
What do you need Chris Letang for?
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, I don't think Letang. I think Petrangelo and Burns are going to be the other two righties that make the team, and one of them is not going to dress. Like, how's?
Yeah, that's the crazy part, hey?
Yeah, like, that's
or you dress Burns as your 13th forward and you know, or you can play him either. You can play him up or back.
Mm-hmm. Man, interesting. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. Have they announced the World Cup roster? I don't know. Are they going to do it like the World Juniors where you can have 20 skaters? Because if that's the case, then I guess they all dress. But so I haven't even looked into that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Now, a few other things over there at the, you know, Canada now taking on the U.S. They're the clear favorites. The U.S. has a young team. You talked yesterday, Ryan, about how McDavid, and I've been watching, I've seen the same things you are. Like, McDavid's all over the ice, but he's not being selfish enough. He's got to shoot the puck a little bit more. He's one that, you know, I think likes the challenge, and now he's going up against Matthews. Everybody's going to be watching it, and, you know, you've seen Matthews. I think he's got 4 or 5 goals now in the tournament. We might be waiting to see McDavid's best game tomorrow.
I think so. I think there's that possibility. I think it's kind of past the time to be polite. Although I would have said the same thing last game in the quarterfinals, and it was a little bit similar. He only had a couple of shots in that game and probably looked off on a few of them where he could have shot. So, yes, it's past the time to be polite, and it's time for Connor to impose himself on the situation a little bit and not worry about it being Corey Perry or Matt Duchene or Taylor Hall or whoever. They need him. Now Canada's deep enough that they'll be able to get through to the finals. They can get past the United States without those lines contributing. I mean, they've got their third and fourth lines are almost as good as anything the U.S. can throw out there. So the NHL guys kind of cancel each other out, the high end guys, and then what are you left with? Well, it's not even close to the U.S. and the Canadian rosters. But the gold medal final, like if it's Russia that they're facing in the final, they're going to need those lines going. And I'm talking about the Hall and Brassard, Perry line, and then the McDavid line. So the semifinal is really it's where Connor needs to separate himself a little bit and just show that he wants it and that it's not about deferring anymore. It's about winning. And I think he will. I think he will turn that corner. Because now it's totally do or die, and it's against opponents that can take you out if you don't.
And you look at it, you're expecting the same thing as far as Gallagher and Reinhardt and Domi being the guys you sparingly?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Bill Peters made some changes, and they worked out for him, right? He threw together that third line that had a bit of a different look. He had the two centers on it with Scheifele and O'Reilly. And I think he liked it. It gave him a really nice utility line, and they were the best line in that game. So I think he'll stay with that. Now they didn't skate today, so we didn't see any lines today. They're gonna have a morning skate tomorrow, which will be middle of the night back where you guys are. We'll get a little bit of a look at the lines, I think, at the morning skate. It would surprise me if he went away from that because I think it got that team back to where it needed to be, which was putting goals in the net and carrying a lot of the play in the offensive zone. I don't think he'll get away from that. If anything, maybe he gives Domi a look on the McDavid line again.
Okay.
Maybe. And that's just my gut saying, like Max scored last game, didn't play much, scored when he did. So maybe he gets the odd shift there, a bit of a look.
Cam Talbot, 3 shutouts. I think a Canadian record, most shutouts ever at a world championship.
Yeah.
He's got 3 in the 6 starts so far. And, he had the one bad game against Finland and really bounced back against Sweden. Did you have a chance to talk to him? Was it just a focus thing? What did he think he was doing better in that game that didn't happen against Finland?
Excuse me. And I did talk to him right after that game. You might have seen it was an interview that was on the web, and I don't know if it made our broadcast or not. But this was the concerning part, was that the game against the United States was important, but it wasn't really close. Canada ran away with that thing, and Cam had a big lead to work with. That was an important game. But then he ran to play another game that you could say had a ton of meaning until that Finland game. We were all looking at that game against the Finns going, okay, it's like a playoff game. That's a hugely important game. It's for first place in the pool. And I think, I can't remember if it was your show or the morning show where I said, I'm going to be very interested to see what Talbot does in this game because now everything gets ratcheted up. And he really bobbled it. He bobbled it badly. So it was kind of that first opportunity to plant his flag in the ground. And remember, he doesn't have international experience. So this is kind of new for him. And he just did a really nice job bouncing back. He said he was in the dressing room after the game. And I can't remember, Jason, were you in the room with me the one night where he really blew it at the end of a game? Was it the giveaway? Remember where he had his head in his hands in his locker?
Mm-hmm.
He takes it hard.
Yeah.
When it doesn't go well or if he costs his team, he takes it hard. And I remember looking at him thinking, holy smokes, man, this guy is, he is really wearing this. And I kind of wondered how he would feel after that Finland game because, he made some mistakes in that game that were tough. But he said that he, in the dressing room after the game, he kind of gave himself a few minutes, and then he realized he had to just shake it off and get rid of it. And I think what we saw this year in Edmonton over a longer period of time is kind of what we saw here in Russia is a microcosm of that year, where it went bad early for Cam. He had to shake it off, shake the demons, and get back at it. And he did at the end of the year, and he did that in a smaller time period here. It went awful for him, and it was a tough one, and I can't imagine he felt great after it, and he just bounced right back and had a really, really solid, strong performance. So we're kind of watching him develop into a starting goaltender in front of our eyes. Like, this is the battles that they go through.
Before I let you go, Shogart, did you bribe a train operator?
Accidentally. It was a total accident.
How do you bribe?
I'll tell it quickly because I got chirped really badly on Twitter because apparently I took way too long to tell the story this morning. There's three classes, right? And we booked in the middle class, but we wanted to be in the nicer one because it was a four-hour ride. So I went and told the stewardess, like, we'd like to be in this class and we're happy to pay. But I was just thinking, like, tell us what the difference in the fare is and we'll give you our credit card and we'll pay the upgrade fee and off we go. Well, it turns out they were like, yeah, okay, you know, that's fine. She hands me this map and says, for the cash, for the cash. And I looked at Dregs and it was like, oh, this is like a black market under the table deal. So we had to slip cash into the map and hand it back to her. And then she went back with the other stewardess and they just split it themselves. And then they moved us up into the next class. So
oh, smart.
It wasn't intentional. It accidentally happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably paid less bribing her than you would have at the till. So, hey, you know what? Whatever you can do. Like, you know, obviously you become a gangster now in Russia after your 3 weeks there. So that's good. Just don't come home wearing a big fur, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with the North American clothing. I've tried to go shopping here, and the local stuff, it's just way too tight. Everybody wears tight clothes over here, and that's just not happening for me.
Thankfully. So we will we will talk to you on Tuesday, Shar. Although the semifinal Saturday and the finals on Sunday, correct? So then you fly home Monday?
Yeah, I get home late Monday night. So it'll be like a 22-hour travel day to get home.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll talk to you. You'll be just waking up for your nap Tuesday, so that'll be perfect.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Have a great weekend and enjoy the semis and the final.
Yeah, you too. Ryan Rashong from TSN.